We've asked them for reports quickly as they can get it. Now, Ryan calls up and tells my assistant, Lee White, at midnight, what are you doing about it? And he tells him what we're doing. So this morning he demands that we start interviewing these parents. The parents have given out a statement up in New York that they're heading down to see Ryan and Ogden Reed, and they're going to the president. So all you have to do to have a picture made at the White House and have an hour conference with the president is just to send somebody to Mississippi and not let them show up, then you get your picture made. We told them the place they ought to go is talk to the Justice Department that's surveying this. President can't personally look after each child when there are 1,000 of them down there. And he ought to be a babysitter anyway. He ought to establish policies. And I've got 1,700 organizations in this town. Every damn one of them want me to address them, from the Chamber of Commerce to the NAACP. 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 They got me today. And the Safety Council. I just came from there. And I've got the Turkish ambassador, and I've got Bill Benton, and Governor Grant Sawyer, head of the governors, and Governor Richard Hughes, and McNamara, and Rusk, and Bundy, and the Prime Minister of Turkey. Now, that's my day. But
how are you going to get along with Greece and Turkey? You'll be a master magician.
Well, I've got Turkey going all right. I don't know what'll happen to Greece, but I've got Turkey. I got them signed on yesterday, just confidentially. The Greeks are going to be awfully tough, but it can't be anything but failure. But it does put off war, and I put it off every day as long as I can. They had their ships on the way, and they were going to invade, and by God, those Turks will fight. And I stopped it, and it took guts, but I stopped it, and I don't know whether I can stop it anymore or not, but if I do, I'll have my conscience clear. I did all I could to avoid bloodshed. Anyway, Ryan and Reed, so I think what you ought to do, it's up to you, and you all know the House members better than I do. I think you ought to tell them that you cannot publicly say this.
I wouldn't trust Ryan.
But that
he's one of that reform group up in New York.
But that you think they ought to know that the FBI and the Department of Justice, under instructions, have put all the people in there that they can put in there, and they're on the job 24 hours a day. And that the president ought to be put in a position of seeing every family that comes in. I can't even see the Kennedys and express sympathy to Teddy. I mean, this is not just a sympathy operation. It's a pretty tough one to head the government. And if these two come in, every damn one of them are going to come right in here in the White House. The president of the United States is going to be sitting down sympathizing with mothers and fathers. I don't know. I made an appointment with the FBI for him. I made an appointment with Burke Marshall, the Assistant Attorney General of Civil Rights, who has all the information, all the knowledge, and all the power. And there's not anything I can do besides that. But after you feel it out, if you think I've got to see him, well, I'll just have to see the congressman. I don't want to turn him down, but it's sure a bad precedent.
Well, you're dealing with a hot stick there. He's one of that reform group up there, the rule of ruin state of mind. He has no consciousness. We know him here, and you're dealing with. I wouldn't want to talk to him unless you give me permission to do so.
Well, I'd give you permission. What would be your recommendation? Now, he and Reed are the ones that are doing the calling.
Well,
they want to get all the attention they can.
Well, you're a busy man.
That's right, and they say, if I'm afraid if you tell them without explaining it to them, I'm afraid that they'll get out and say, well, the president is hard-hearted, he has no concern about them. He said, let them eat cake, to hell with them. But I think on the other hand, if the speaker said to them, now I understand you're interested in these parents, they're coming down here. I was down to breakfast this morning. The president has issued the orders. He's done everything he can. It's up to Burke Marshall and the FBI. The president told me to tell you that he'd made appointments for these folks over there. And it's bad.
Burke Marshall?
Burke Marshall. He's the Assistant Attorney General in charge of civil rights. He's the ablest man in the government. And the FBI, we've made appointments with both of them, that if they go to bringing each individual case into the President of the United States, pretty soon he won't have time to select General Taylor. And if they still think you got to do it and you recommend it, I'll see him.
Yeah, the press, well, I won't go that far. I'll be damn sad, I won't. I'm not with him, I won't. I'll talk with him diplomatically, but You're dealing with a fellow who's... Well, he even went into another Democratic colleague's district and campaigned against
him. What do you think, then, I ought to do?
I wouldn't see them. Just diplomatically, you haven't got time. You can handle that in a day or two. They'll catch those three. They can't disappear forever, can they?
No, unless they've killed them.
Unless they killed them, and then if they killed them, then other action is necessary.
You talk to them and call me as soon as you do.
By the way, the press told me that Lodge resigned, and
yeah.
Asked me for a statement, so I said, oh, weeks ago I expected it.
Yeah.
That's all I said.
Well, he's coming back to try to rescue the party from Goldwater. That's what he's doing.
I mentioned before, you know, just about what he'd do. I'm not surprised at all. And he'll come back, he'll have some goddamn thing to nibble at.
Mr. Speaker, I think that we ought to tell Charlie. Now, I want you all to tell him whatever you want to, and I'll support you. That's a matter for the House. I can't determine when they adjourn and when they don't. But I think we ought to tell Charlie this. I think we ought to say, Charlie, you've been a leader, and you've had a program. We got 31 bills. These bills have been delayed. They've been held up here. We couldn't meet on Friday. We can't meet on Saturday. We can't meet on Monday. Now, we've got problems with our people, and we're to blame for some of this ourselves. The president's to blame for some of it. But we think that we ought to have action on these bills. Now, we're willing to give you 1 week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks if you want it, if you'll get us some action. Now, come here and sit down and see what you can do without delaying and without procrastinating and without just being an obstruction.
I've already talked with them this morning about anti-poverty. And I also talked about the civil rights, because we have to have at least two, probably three, at least two Republican members to sign that petition for a meeting. And he's going to have a meeting with them. Apparently Brown went out to Ohio yesterday and Bliss ousted him as National Committee.
He did, and Brown walked out mad as hell.
And when Brown's mad, he's mad. And he's going to have a meeting, and he's going to let us know tomorrow. And we particularly, Carl and I, spoke to him about anti-poverty.
Okay.
I'll do the best I can.
Okay.